弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主的恩典，我们可以啊安息日的时候啊放下世上的工作，一起来啊聚集啊来学习神的道理啊，领受神的祝福。
Thank God that all of us can put aside our worldly affairs so that we can come and worship God and receive His blessings.
啊，现在奉主耶稣的圣名来查考神的荣耀在哪里呢
？In the name of Jesus Christ, we share where has the glory of God gone?
我们今天啊是安息日。
Today is a Sabbath day.
啊，在我们啊教会这个地点，现在阳光普照啊，天气晴朗，到处啊都是树叶发芽啊，草地开始变绿，一片啊非常有生命力的景象。
At church, on the church premises, we see that it is the trees are budding and the grass is green. It is very full of life.
啊，现在就是啊春天的时候。
It is springtime.
啊，我们看到神许多奇妙的作为。
We observe many of God's miraculous works.
所以，如果我们走到啊户外啊去注意看啊神所创造这一切。
If we take the time to go outside to enjoy God's nature,
啊，或者现在在晚上的时候，如果你有机会啊，去看看天上的星空。
Or if at nighttime you have the opportunity to observe the sky,
啊，会像啊大卫所说的，诸天述说神的荣耀，啊，穹苍传扬他的手段。
You will be able to understand and reflect what David said in his psalm that the firmaments declare the handiwork of God.
啊，诸天哈，现在我们所看到的这个天呢，它在述说神的荣耀。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
啊，最近因为这个流行病的缘故啊，许多我们人类的脚步放慢了。
Because of the virus, many of our human footsteps have become slower.
啊，车上路上的车子少了。
There are less cars on the road.
啊，许多的工厂关闭了。
Many factories have closed down.
结果它的好处就是天空变蓝了。
And one of the benefits of this is that the sky is now more blue.
空气变比较清新了。
The air is fresher.
那现在好像。人也比较没那么忙碌，有时候可以举头望天呢。
And because of this, humans seem to be less busy and have the opportunity to look at the sky.
啊，虽然政府禁止多人聚集的这种聚会。
Although we are not able to congregate.
但是政府并没有禁止众人可以到户外自由的去健身只要保持距离避免被传染。
But that doesn't mean that we can't go outside to exercise because we're not congregating.
啊，所以我们如果有机会到野外去走一走。
If you have the opportunity to walk outside.
啊，就看着这个野地的花就好。
Just by observing the flowers on the ground.
哦，看到那个树上啊，现在许多的这个树叶啊都在发芽。然后现在开花等一下就是满树的绿叶。
And also observing how the trees are budding with flowers, and eventually it will be full of leaves.
啊，或者像前几天突然之间的一阵暴风来，就把这个所有树上的这些树这些花朵，就好像把它全部把它震光光，然后这个风一过去之后，景象又不一样了。
Or just like a few days ago, there was a thunderstorm, and the rain knocked all of the flowers off of the trees. So right after the storm, it was a totally different scene.
啊，我们看到神的作为很奇妙。
We see how marvelous God's works are.
今天是安息圣日。
Today is the Sabbath day.
神他创造天地之后，第七天他休息。
After creating the heavens and the earth, the Lord rested.
他要我们人可以享受他的创造。
He wishes that we can enjoy his creation.
让我们可以再一次的回到神的话语里面去想想他创造这奇妙的宇宙是为了什么。
We also go back to the Bible to think about why he actually created all of these things.
那我去想想到底我们在神的创造里面有没有看到他的荣耀。
Do we actually see the glory of God in His creation?
从天 从天地，从我们所处的环境里面开始。
We can start from the place that we live.
慢慢的把这个眼光把它收进到我们自己的心里来。
And then we draw the focus into our own hearts.
在我们的内心里面，在我们的身上，有没有办法让人看到神的荣耀？
In ourselves, do other people see the glory of God?
然后再从我们个人的身上里面去往外推，
and then,
看到我们的教会里。
And then from ourselves, we draw the focus to our church.
我们的家庭里。
Our families.
能够看到神荣耀吗？
Do we see the glory of God there?
我们知道神的荣耀它是不会改变的。
We know that the glory of God is unchanging.
从古到今一直到以后的永远都不会变。
From the past to the present to the future, it will never change.
因为这个就是神的特质。
This is the essence of God.
他是永恒的。
He is eternal.
他是自由，他不是被造的。
He is self-existing. He was not created.
他是一切的源头。
He is the source of all.
他的奥秘远超过我们人所能够了解。
And his mystery, the mystery of him is far beyond what we can comprehend.
但是他的作为，我们今天人类却可以欣赏。也可以赞美。
But his creation is something that we can observe and admire and praise.
我们看一下诗篇104篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 104.
诗篇104篇。
Psalm 104.
104篇的第一节。
Psalm 104 verse 1.
他说，我的心啊，你要称颂主啊，主我的神啊，你为至大，你以尊荣威严为衣服。
Verse 1, Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty.
104篇它就是在歌颂神创造伟大的诗篇。
Psalm 104 is a psalm that praises how marvelous the works of God are.
真的，我们如果看在诗篇里面的这些描述，它就在述说神奇妙作为是我们人没有办法重复的。
In this psalm, it says how amazing God's creations are, and humans have no way to do the same.
我们在创世纪里面一开始看到，好像神这样子一天两天这样子做的很简单就过去了，有就有，然后好像就出现在眼前。
In Genesis chapter 1, the recounting of how God created the heavens and the earth seems very simple.
但其实这里面有好多好多丰富的内涵。
But in fact, in each of these days, there is a lot that goes on.
要从圣经里面，他就去印证神这个奇妙的创造。
The Bible proves the how miraculous God's creation is.
那第104篇用诗人的角度他就在描写神这当中的创造是何等的丰富。
In Psalm 104, the psalmist describes from a poet's point of view how abundant his creation is.
真的到处都看到神的荣耀。
You can see the glory of God everywhere.
那到了第24节
In verse 24,
主啊，你所造的何其多，都是你用智慧造成的，遍地满了你的丰富。
O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
神用智慧造出这一切。
God made all of these things in his wisdom.
每一个生命都是很奇妙的。
Every source of life is very amazing.
就好像我们现在在面对这个新冠状病毒。
We are facing the coronavirus.
这个病毒是很简单的一个结构。
A virus is very simple in composition.
但如果是跟我们人体的这个整个生命的结构比较，它实在太简单了。
Compared to the human body, a virus is very simple.
我们现在人的科技智慧都可以去分析它到底有几个 DNA， 它到底是怎么一回事，怎么排列组合起来，都知道的。
Using the technology we have today, we can find out how much DNA and all of the different components of a virus.
就是它是整个构造，从里到外都了解。
We can understand it from the inside out.
但是你就不知道说它会产生什么变化。
But we don't know how it will mutate.
在每一个人的身上可能有不同的表现。
It can manifest itself in different ways.In different bodies.
它有千百种的 不同的表现。
There are thousands of ways that it can mutate.
这个就是神所创造的生命。
This is life that God created.
虽然很小，你看不到，但它就是有生命的。
Even though it's very small and we can't see it with our human eyes.
而且它是可以很快速再复制很多很多东西出来。
But it has life and it can replicate.
这个就是神的奇妙创造。
This is how amazing God's creation is.
这些病毒，我们知道这个是生命从神来的。
We know that even for the virus, their life is from God.
从这么小的一个很简单的生命的个体，一个小东西而已。
It's very small and it's just a single virus.
到我们现在所看到这个无穷的宇宙。
And compare that to everything in this universe.
这里面他说多满了神的丰富。
It says that the world is full of the
神的丰富。
The possessions of God.
那这个我们如果一直看下来，看到第三十节。
If we keep reading to verse 30,
你发出你的灵，他们便受造；你使他们你使地面更换为新。
Verse 30, you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
你看现在我们正处在这个冬天过去，春天来了要进入夏天这个转换季节转换期。
We are in right now is a changing of seasons. We're changing from winter to spring and then eventually to summer.
过去有许多人他们看到这样的景象，他们觉得说哇，是不是有一个什么样的那个力量在控制的，然后在让这整片的世界从阴沉沉的这个景象转换成好像哇，突然间充满生命力，让人觉得很惊奇。
In the past, people saw it and they were very amazed, and they thought, "What is the power that allows life to come from what is dead?"
所以就产生了很多很多不同的偶像敬拜。
And because of that, people created many different idols to worship.
但是现在感谢神，他开了我们的眼睛。
Thank God, He has opened our eyes.
把他自己呈现在我们世人眼前。
And he has shown himself to us.
他把他的话语他的创造让我们人类可以了解。
He allows us to understand his creation.
我们就知道这一切原来都是神造的。
So we understand that everything is created by God.
是因为神的灵在工作才有这个结果。
It is because of the working of the Spirit of God that we can see all of these things.
那神他可以让旧的变新的。
God can make the old new.
从一开始他可以从无变有。
He can, at the beginning, he made something out of nothing.
那之后他可以把旧的把它转成新的。
And he can also make the old into something new.
我们看第三十一节。
31.
他说：“愿主的荣耀存到永远，愿主喜悦自己所造的。”
31. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
这是神的荣耀存到永远一个非常强烈的一个描述。
This is a very strong description of how the glory of the Lord endures forever.
神他创造了天地万物之后，他都说他觉得非常好。
After God created the heavens and the earth, he said that it was good.
那他在这个创造过程当中，他讲的最更进一层的就是创造人类之后，他就说看这些极其美好，非常好。
After he created human beings, he said that it was very good.
然后之后他就休息了。
And then he rested.
他放下他所有创造的工作。
He put aside all the work that he did.
他就安息。
And he rested.
然后他就祝福这一天。
And he blessed this day.
那这个是我们今天安息日的由来。
And this is why we have the Sabbath.
从神的创造里面就所定下的这个规则。
Because of the creation, God established the Sabbath day.
让我们可以去享受他的创造。
So that we can enjoy his creation.
然后去思想这当中神所要我们学习的功课。
And also to meditate on what God wants us to learn.
因为他让我们人活在这个世上。
He allows us to live in this world.
要分享他的荣耀。
To share in his glory.
要让他所造的不管是动物还是灵界的受造物。
Whether it be the animals or the spiritual realm.
都能够借着我们能够看到神的形象。
They will be able to see God's image in us.
因为我们人是按照神的形象造的。
Because only human beings were created in the image of God.
神只有把他的荣耀跟人分享。
He only shares his glory with human beings.
现在他也只是为了要救我们人而已。
And he only wants to save human beings.
因为他称我们人是他的儿子，跟他是 很亲密的关系。
He calls us his sons. We are very intimate with God.
哦，所以神的荣耀存到永远。
The glory of God endures forever.
那我们今天啊，如果能够啊看到，也明白神的荣耀。
If we can see and understand the glory of God.
第三十三节说。
Verse 33 says.
他说：“我要一生向主唱诗。”我还活着的时候，要向我的神歌颂。
33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
34节，愿他以我的默念啊为甘甜，我要因神欢喜。
34. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord.
啊，这里就特别提到说，我们今天如果能够明白啊，体验到这个神的荣耀，我们一生一世啊，都会歌颂赞美他。
If we can experience the glory of God, then we will sing praise to the Lord for as long as we live.
从我们的心里面哈产生敬畏。
Then from our hearts we will revere God.
我们会乐意的去遵守他的话语。
We will happily obey His commandments.
不会觉得说好像我们是被迫的不得已的我们才这样做。
We will not feel like we're forced to do so.
就像今天安息日。
Just as today is the Sabbath day.
我们会觉得说我们是不得已的。而聚会在一起吗
？Do we feel reluctant to come to church, to worship God together?
如果今天没有人要求我们，我们是否就会去做别的事情？我们就把这个敬拜的事情放在旁边
？If no one
觉得不重要吗
required us to come, would we go do other things?
啊，如果我们今天真的了解神的荣耀
，If we really understand the glory of God,
我们就会觉得说，我们可以啊。来 敬拜神，能够聚在一起歌颂赞美神，这是非常好的恩典。
We will understand and enjoy being able to worship God and to sing praises to Him.
因为从我们内心，我们明白了。
Because from our hearts we understand.
啊，所以第三十五节哈。
Verse 35.
愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有。我的心呐、啊，要称颂主，你们要赞美神。
35. May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
因为恶人或是罪人，他不了解神的荣耀。
The wicked and the sinners do not understand the glory of God.
他们对神的荣耀不屑。
They don't care about it.
但是我们今天不一样。
But we are different.
因为我们看到神的荣耀，同时我们看到神的圣洁。
While we see the glory of God, we also see His holiness.
看到神的能力。
We see His power.
那看到神他的拯救
We see his salvation.
因为神创造这一切有他美好的旨意
We know that God created all things for a purpose.
我的心要称颂神
Therefore my soul will bless the Lord.
所以我们的敬拜是从神从心发出来的是非常真实的
And our worship to God is from the heart, so it is very genuine.
我们对他的赞美真的是实实在在的
Our praise to him is true.
那我们从历史上看到神他也曾经把他的荣耀向人彰显。
In the past, God also revealed his glory to humans.
那是特别，那是跟他的这个创造是不一样的。
In a special way, that was different from his glory in creation.
从创世纪我们看到神他曾经用荣耀去吸引了亚伯拉罕。
In Genesis, God attracted Abraham with his glory.
但是这件事情记载在使徒行传第七章里。
This is recorded in Acts chapter 7.
我们看使徒行传第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传七章二节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 2.
施提婉说：“诸位父兄，请听啊！当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈南的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。”
Verse 2, and he said, "Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran."
第三节对他说：“你要离开本地和亲族。”往我所要指示你的地方去。
Verse 3, and said to him, "Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you."
这里是神他用他的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现，然后告诉他要迁移到另外一个地方去。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham and told Abraham to move to another place.
这个地方是神指示的。
This is a place that God would show him.
是亚伯兰以前从来没有去过。
A place that Abraham had never been.
那这个荣耀一定是要非常吸引人的。
This glory must have been very attractive.
这个荣耀是亚伯兰本来在乌尔他所住的这个家乡里， 在偶像崇拜里面所没有的。
It must have been a glory that Abraham had never experienced when he was in the land of Ur, where they worship idols.
可是我们看《创世纪》，我们会了解这个亚伯拉罕他的家谱。
If we look at Abraham's genealogy,
其实他是挪亚洪水之后第十代的那个子孙而已啊。
He was about the 10th generation after Noah.
所以他的祖先哈，他们经历神的这个大作为的。
His ancestors had experienced the great work of God.
那再一直往前推，从挪亚一直往前推到亚当去。
If we calculate the generations from Noah to Adam,
你就发现说，一开始那个亚当啊，他是被神造的，你看他跟神是多么亲密啊。
Adam was created by God, so he was very, very intimate with God.
那个神哦，一定跟他介绍说这个世界是怎么一回事。
God must have explained to him about the world.
也就是说，当神他交付亚当哦要管理这个世界的时候
，When God told Adam that he was to take care of this world，
神一定要教导他的儿女的。
He must have taught his children。
哦，所以神交付亚当任务，他一定要跟他介绍，一定跟他教育啊。
So if God was to give Adam a task, he must have taught him first.
就好像我们今天，你如果被赋予一个任务啊，那个给你工作人，他一定要告诉你说要怎样做嘛。
Just as if somebody entrusts you with a task, then the person who entrusted you must teach you how to do it first.
或者是今天老师都要把这些一些科学的原理啊，那些应该有的知识哦，先给你准备，然后再让你往前开，或者是可以做什么事情。
Just like a teacher also teaches the basic principles that you must know in order for you to continue forward with your education.
你在想说神他付给亚当夏娃他们有工作要做。
God had given Adam and Eve a task.
最开始都不是人间的工作。
And in the beginning, it was not the work of humankind.
完全是有关于神的创造。
It was all relating to the creation of God.
所以最开始一定是亚当夏娃从神得到最好的指示，他们了解神到底是怎么创造，为什么神要他们做这些事情。
Therefore, at the very beginning, Adam and Eve must have been taught about the reason why God created all things.
但是很可惜哦，这个一代一代一直传递的过程当中哦，啊，渐渐的哦，你看，因为罪的缘故，人他失落了这个很珍贵的对神的认识。
But it is a pity that through the generations, this understanding of God was lost.
原因就是因为有罪。
The reason is because of sin.
罪让人离开了神的面。
Because of sin, humans had to depart from the face of God.
因为罪让人就失去了跟神这个关系。
Because of sin, we lost our relationship with God.
那渐渐的哦，你看，在这个世代的传递过程当中，人去创造出自己的神。但其实是偶像，就是人自己所造的。
And through the generations, people started to create their own gods.
一直到亚伯兰那个时代。
Until the time of Abraham.
你看他们的所住的地方人家充满了偶像的。
The place that he lived was full of idols.
就忘记了说，这个原来最开始那个神是何等的荣耀了。
They forgot about the glorious God.
所以后来慢慢的人就把神的荣耀把它变成这些受造物的这些各种不同的形象。
Therefore, they replaced the glorious God for different images that were of things created.
你看那个罗马书第一章啊。
In Romans chapter 1,
他就在说明说，人自以为聪明啊，把这些荣耀的神的这个已经没有办法描述这个荣耀，把它具体化成各种不同走兽、空中的飞鸟，甚至地上的爬物、海中的鱼，各种不同的东西，把它当作神来拜了。
It describes how people had replaced the image of God for something created like the fish of the sea or the animals of the earth.
就引动了神的那个这个神很不高兴。
Therefore, God was very angry.
因为这个实在是很愚昧的做法。
This was very foolish.
那在这个情况底下，你看现在神的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现。
So under these circumstances, the Lord appeared to Abraham.
然后指示他要到神指示的地方去住。
And God told him to go to a place where he will show him.
我们知道后来亚伯拉罕他就听神的话，照神所说的去做。
Abraham listened to God and did according to what he told him.
虽然他不知道那个地方是怎么一回事。
Even though he didn't know where it was.
他就顺服神对神的信心，他就去了。
Out of submission to God.He went.
到那里，神再一次的跟他显现。
Again, at that place, the Lord appeared to him.
然后跟他说：“我要赐给你子孙，我要把这个土地赐给你的后代为产业。”
He promised that he would give him many descendants, and that this land would be given to his descendants.
那时候亚伯兰根本没有小孩。
At that time, Abraham had no sons.
但神已经应许说：“你的子孙呢、啊，要像海边的沙，天上的星那么多。”
But God told him that your descendants will be as numerous as the sand of the sea and the stars in the sky.
而且他年纪越来越老，年这个日子一年一年过去。
But he was aging year by year.
好像这个神讲的话应许还没有实现。
It was as if God's promise was unfulfilled.
可是圣经就描述说亚伯兰他相信神的话。
But the Bible says that Abraham believed God.
那就成为神就认定他是有义的。
And because of his faith, he was deemed as righteous.
真的，神的应许不会落空。
The promises of God will not be empty.
后来亚伯拉罕真的生出了后代。
And Abraham eventually gave birth to his descendants.
而且还建立了一个国度。
And they even established their own country.
那这个国度按照神所说的，现在异邦地在那里受苦被奴隶。
And according to the prophecy of God, they became slaves in a foreign land.
一直到时候满足，神用他的大能的手把他的亚伯兰的子孙呢，从埃及把他领出来。
When the time had come, then God used a mighty hand to save his people from the foreign land.
当以色列百姓出埃及进入旷野的时候
，When the Israelites left the land of Egypt and entered into the wilderness.
他们走到了西乃山。
They came to Mount Sinai.
那神特别跟他们显现的。
And God again appeared especially to them.
我们现在看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus 24.
因为在这个地方神向百姓颁布律法。
At this time, God was giving the law to the people.
在这里我们看第十六节。
Verse 16.
第十六节，神的荣耀停在西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天。第七天，他从云中召摩西。
16. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
第十七节说，主神的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前，形状如烈火。
17. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel.
18节，摩西进入云中上山，在山上40昼夜。
18. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
在旷野这个时候，
while they were in the wilderness,
神，你看他带领他的选民一步一步的朝向这个应许的美地前进的。
God was guiding his people step by step into the land of Canaan.
在西乃山这个地点。
While they were at Mount Sinai,
神特别把他的荣耀，他的声音显现让他的百姓听到。
God especially allowed for the people to experience and hear His glory.
那他召摩西上山上去。
He called Moses up to the mountain.
把律法，把神要人守的诫命就一一的颁布给摩西，让他明白。
God allowed for Moses to understand one by one each of the laws that he wanted his people to follow.
圣经特别说，神的荣耀停在西乃山。
The Bible says that the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai.
在以色列人眼前，形状像烈火。
It was right before the eyes of the people of Israel, like consuming fire.
这个时候，圣经没有再进一步去描述这百姓他们当时候的反应。
the Bible does not describe what the reaction of the people were.
但是我们从第二十章，当神他出声音跟以色列百姓讲话的时候。
But from chapter 20, when the Lord spoke directly to the Israelites,
那时候他们很害怕。
They were very afraid.
神也是一样，他的荣耀降临在那个西乃山上。
The same thing happened here, where the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
你看他们对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”
Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die."
20节。
20.
摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不是犯罪。”
And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that His fear may be before you, so that you may not sin."
21.
21.
于是百姓远远地站立，摩西就挨近神所在的幽暗之中。
So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was.
听看这个地方就描述当时候人听到神的声音，看到神的荣耀会有的反应。
This is the reaction of those who hear and see the glory of God.
害怕。
Fear.
因为这个就是在神的荣耀以前，人很自然的会发现人自然是不配的。
And before the glory of God, humans will realize how unworthy they are.
因为在这个时候。其实我们人亚当的后代已经都在罪恶里面离开神很远很远。
As the descendants of Adam, because we have been separated by sin, we are very far from God.
那在这样的一个神的计划当中，神他特别在这个地点向百姓显现。
At this point in time, the Lord showed Himself to the Israelites.
你看，透过摩西传达这样说一个很重要的信息。
Through Moses, He expounded to them a very important message.
他说：“神降临是要试验你们的。”
He said that it is to test you.
要叫你们时常敬畏他。
So that you may fear Him.
所以，当人能够看到神的荣耀的时候
，When people see the glory of God,
就会发现神是可畏的，真的是要。注意听他的话。
Then they will fear the Lord and truly see the importance of listening to His words.
在至少在这个时候，我们也看到这些选民他们还懂得服在神面前，害怕说神啊，我们灭亡了。
At this time, the people knew that they had to be prostrate before the Lord and be afraid that they would be destroyed.
那有罪的人你看他不敢靠近，所以他远远的站立的。
They were sinners, so they stood afar off.
但是神就呼召摩西。
But the Lord called Moses.
然后摩西他现在接下去二十一节就说。他就就近神所在的幽暗之中了。
And then verse 21 says Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was.
是因为在这个时候，我们看到那个特别是第十八节描述说有雷轰、闪电、脚声、密云，然后山冒烟这样的一个神降临的情景。让百姓觉得非常恐惧。
In verse 18, it describes how there were thunderings, lightning flashes, sound of the trumpet, and mountain was smoking. So when they saw it, they trembled.
但其实这个时候，其实也是神的荣耀。
This is actually also the glory of God.
所以神的荣耀它是多面性的。
There are many aspects to God's glory.
你看，它可以像火发光。
He can be as a burning fire.
但是当神降临的时候，有时候是雷轰、闪电、密云、
Sometimes、
地震。
When the Lord manifests Himself, there is thick darkness and earthquakes.
都在彰显出神的能力。
These are all manifesting the power of God.
神他不是我们脑筋里面所想的这样子的。
God is not who we think.
有时候我们都会用我们人的理性去分析神应该是怎么样子。
Sometimes we use our rationale to understand God.
好像有个公式说这个就是这样子，就是你那个电脑程式一步一步，下一步就是什么，一定很自然的。
Or we think of him like in terms of a computer program.
神不是这样子。
But God is not like that.
神他远远超过我们人所能了解。
God is far surpasses what we can understand.
所以神的荣耀有时候展现在他处在幽暗，他把很多事情把它隐秘起来。
Sometimes God's glory is in the thick darkness. He can hide and conceal things.
我们要对神的荣耀有更广阔、 全面性的了解。
We have to understand God from all aspects.
从圣经里面去看。
And see the descriptions in the Bible.
因为圣经就是在告诉我们说神的荣耀是会呈现在哪里。
The Bible describes where the Lord's glory will be.
我们今天所有的这些有关于神的知识都从圣经来的。
All of our understanding of God comes from the Bible.
所以我们如果看一看箴言看一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十五章。
Proverbs 25.
二十五章。
Proverbs 25.
第二节。
Verse 2.
箴言二十五章第二节。
Proverbs 25, verse 2.
将事隐秘乃神的荣耀，将事查清乃君王的荣耀。
It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter.
所以这个神，那个摩西进入神所在的幽暗之中，就好像 在一个黑暗里面，突然之间被隐藏起来了。
When the Lord called Moses into the thick darkness, it was as if he was engulfed by the darkness.
在别人看不到的。
Other people could not see him anymore.
所以你不管是现在就是这样子，很亮的时候你看不到，很暗的时候你看不到。
Just as you can't see when it's too bright, you can't see when it's too dark.
这个就是神荣耀 的彰显。
This is the glory of God.
有些时候，你看神把事情隐秘起来。
Sometimes God conceals things.
因为这当中有神更高的旨意在。
Because God has His greater purpose.
但是我们在圣经里面看到，其实神他很乐意把他自己的旨意他这些。光明的这个性情让人了解然后去效法的。
We know that God very willingly wants his people to understand his will and to see his light.
你看从旷野的时代开始在西乃山然后在一路上的这个旷野旅程。
Starting from the wilderness and the entire journey in the wilderness.
在西乃山神指示摩西要怎么建立会幕。
At the Mount Sinai, the Lord had told Moses how to build the tabernacle.
然后之后摩西下山了。
After that, Moses descended from
the mountain. 然后就开始照神的指示，就准备这些材料。
And he prepared all of the materials according to God's instructions.
就照神的吩咐在每一个步骤都完全是神说的。
He did everything according to the instructions of God.
最后把这个会幕立起来了。
And eventually this tabernacle was set up.
因为神说他要在会幕这里跟百姓相会。
Because the Lord says that he will meet with his people in the tabernacle.
他选择不要在那个高高远远的山上。
He chose not to be in a very high mountain.
他现在要住在百姓当中。
He wants to live among his people.
所以他只是摩西造会幕。
Therefore, he commanded Moses to build the tabernacle.
造起来之后
，After it was built,
我们看出埃及记第四十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
四十章，我们如果看第三十四节。
Verse 34.
三十四节，当时云彩遮盖会幕，神的荣光充满帐幕。
34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
35. 说摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且神的荣光充满了帐幕。
35. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这个时候，神的荣耀在会幕里。
At this time, the glory of the Lord was in the tabernacle.
他所呈现的就是那个，你看有云柱、火柱，一直都在神的会幕。
The pillar of cloud and fire was always with the tabernacle.
当他们照神的吩咐把会幕立起来之后，你看神的荣耀充满其中。
And when they finished the tabernacle, the glory of God filled it.
这样就一直，你看接下去神就一直在这个会幕里跟百姓同住。
Then the Lord continued to dwell among the people through this tabernacle.
从旷野进了迦南地。
From the journey in the wilderness into the land of Canaan.
从会幕里后来进到了这个所罗门建的圣殿里。
Then from the tabernacle, the glory of the Lord also went into the temple.
这当中都是神他的约实现，神他的话真的是应验。
This is the fulfillment of the covenant of God.
所以当所罗门建圣殿之后
，After Solomon finished building the temple，
我们看列王记上第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 8。
到了已经有国度有王，那又有这个国力， 去建造圣殿的时候
there was now a nation, there was a king, and they had the ability to build a temple for God.
那神也准备了一个非常平安的环境，让所罗门可以专心的来建造神的圣殿。
God also arranged for a very peaceful environment so Solomon could build the temple.
当约柜印入圣殿的时候
，When the ark entered the temple of God，
我们看第八章的第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 8 verse 11。
十一节，甚至祭司不能够站立供职，因为神的荣光充满了殿。
11, so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
然后第十二节 ，12， 那时所罗门说，主曾说。你必住在幽暗之处。
12, then Solomon spoke, the Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud.
13, 我已经建造殿宇做你的居所，为你永远的住处。
13, I have surely built you an exalted house and a place for you to dwell in forever.
那接下去就是所罗门王他在把这个圣殿献给神的时候他为民祝福向神的祷告。
And then following this is the blessing and the dedication of the temple.
那这里都看到说神的荣耀就充满在他的殿里。
The Lord's glory filled his temple.
这是作为神的居所。
And it was the dwelling place of God.
圣经特别说是要做神永远的住处。
It says that God would dwell in this forever.
那神曾说了他说他必住在幽暗之处，就是我们在出埃及记所看到的。
In verse 12, when Solomon says the Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud, this is what is described in Exodus.
但是现在你看所罗门他等于是倾全国之力去建了这个很辉煌的殿。
Solomon had utilized all of the resources in the nation to build this temple for God.
那他盖完之后，神也悦纳了。
After he finished, it was accepted by God.
所以现在神的荣耀就在这个殿里面显现出来。
Now the glory of God filled the temple.
但是在历史上，我们看到有一段时间，却让我们在圣殿里面看不到神的荣耀。
But in history, there was a period of time where no one could see the glory of God in his temple.
我们最近在读的这个以西结书
In the book of Ezekiel
从第九章以后
Starting from chapter 9
我们就会看到说神的荣耀一步一步的在离开他的殿
We see how the glory of God departs from his temple step by step
那好像让我们看不到说好像神的荣耀并不是一直就在一个地方他就逐渐的在远离他的百姓
The glory of God no longer rested in a certain place, but he gradually departed.
我们来看一下以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书。
Ezekiel.
在第三章的地方。
In chapter 3.
我们知道以西结他是已经在被掳的民当中到了迦勒底人之地了被掳到外邦去的时候
We know that Ezekiel was among the captives in Babylon
可是在那个时候已经国家即将要灭亡的时候
At this time the nation of Judah was about to be destroyed
有一群这个选民的精英已经被掳到外邦去了
There were already groups of the people who had been exiled to Babylon
以西结书一开始就是神的荣耀向先知显现。
At the very beginning of the book of Ezekiel, the glory of God manifests to him.
那到了我们如果看第三章的第二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
二十二节，神的灵在那里降在我身上，他对我说：“你起来往平原去，我要在那里和你说话。”
22. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, "Arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you."
好，23于是我就起来往平原去不料神的荣耀正如我在加巴鲁河边所见的一样停在那里我就伏在地
23 So I arose and went out into the plain and behold the glory of the Lord stood there like the glory which I saw by the river Chebar and I fell on my face
你看这里神的荣耀出现在 被掳的百姓当中。
The glory of the Lord was among the exiles.
啊，那现在给以西结看的。
And he showed his glory to Ezekiel.
那是他在那个河边到平原去，他所看到的神荣耀都一样。
Whether he was by the river or among the exiles, he saw that the glory of the Lord was the same.
在这里，你看先知看到之后，他俯伏在地。
When he saw the glory of God, he fell on his face.
然后神，你看他用他的灵啊啊，那帮助他，让他站起来。
Then the spirit of the Lord helped him up.
然后就把这些任务交付给他。
And told him his mission.
所以神的荣耀一直跟随他的百姓。
The glory of the Lord always followed his people.
我们看到神的荣耀并不是只是固定在那个圣殿一个地方而已。
The glory of the Lord did not only stay in one place.
其实神的荣耀是充满全地的。
The glory of the Lord actually fills the entire earth.
但是在我们这个人当中，他有特定的对象，神要向他们彰显他的荣耀，因为他们被赋予神的特殊使命。
God also especially reveals His glory to His workers so that they to entrust them with a special task.
那在这个时候，在以西结他侍奉神被蒙召做先知的这段期间里
，During the period that Ezekiel was serving，
你看神用异象不断的向他彰显出神的荣耀。
God continued to show him His glory through various visions.
结果在以西结书第八章
，Ezekiel chapter 8，
我们现在看以西结书第八章
，Ezekiel chapter 8，
第四节
，verse 4，
第四节
，verse 4，
因为应该说第三章，你看神他说他伸是一只手抓的先知的头发。灵就把他举到天地中间，异象里面把他带到耶路撒冷城去。
In verse 3, the Lord stretched out a form of a hand, took him by a lock of his hair, and lifted him up to Jerusalem.
第四节。
Verse 4.
谁知在那里有以色列神的荣耀，形状与我在平原所见的一样。
The glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain.
原来，你看现在在这个时候，神的荣耀仍然还在。这个圣城在神的圣殿那里。
At this time, the glory of the Lord was still in the holy city.
都没有变的。
It had not changed.
不管是在加巴鲁河边，在平原，在圣殿这里，以西结所看到的神荣都一样。
The glory that Ezekiel saw in Jerusalem on the plain and at the river was all the same.
那可是在这里，他却看到了这个可憎的事情。一幕一幕的这样子显现在眼前。
But visions of the abominations was revealed one by one before him.
也就是在这个时候神要让先知明白，神的荣耀已经逐渐的在离开他的百姓。
God wanted Ezekiel to understand that his glory was gradually departing.
第九章，我们昨天读到第九章。
Yesterday we read to chapter 9.
第三节。
Chapter 9 verse 3.
以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上现今从那里升到殿的门槛，神将那身穿细麻衣、腰间带着墨盒子人召来。
Verse 3. Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it had been to the threshold of the temple, and he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's ink horn at his side.
从这里我们会看到先知他看到的神的荣耀逐渐的要离开了。他的圣殿。
Ezekiel saw how the glory of the Lord was gradually departing from his temple.
当神的荣耀离开，也代表着这个国家就要灭亡了。
The departing of the glory of God means that they are about to be destroyed as a nation.
他们要遭受极大的灾难，是他们没有想过的。
They would encounter a great destruction that they had never encountered before.
虽然神已经派先知不断的去警告，要改变。
Although God had continuously sent prophets to them to warn them，
可是当时候百姓他们却不明白。
But the people did not understand。
他们时常说那个神他看不到我们的。
They said the Lord does not see us。
你看第八章有一句话。
In chapter 8。
第八章的第十二节。
Verse 12。
八章十二节，他对我说：“人子啊，以色列家的长老暗中在个人。”画像屋里面所行的，你看见了吗？他们常说，主看不见我们，主已经离弃这地了。
Verse 12, then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the room of his idols? For they say, the Lord does not see us, the Lord has forsaken the land.
其实神他都看见。
The Lord sees.
神知道一切的。
The Lord knows everything.
他看透我们人的心思意念。
He sees into our hearts.
我们现在每一个人到想在想什么，他都知道。
He knows what we are thinking right now.
没有，你看现在没有一个人能够在神对神隐藏起来的。
None of us can hide anything from God.
你看我们的心思意念在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
All of our hearts are exposed before Him.
那可是当时候这些敬拜神的人，他们却认为说神是看不见我们，他已经离开我们这地方了。
But those who had been worshiping God says that the Lord does not see us and He has forsaken the land.
但这个时候百姓他们不会去查考说为什么他们现在会遭遇到这样的一个情况。
The people did not reflect on why they were going through this situation.
他们当时还一直以为说啊那个。他们 很平安的。
They kept thinking that they were at peace.
他们把这个先知的警告当作耳边风，那么就是说你在 讲这个话根本就是空的。
They
thought 不会实现的。
That the words of the prophet were empty.
啊，那这些无知的人，他们所留下这些见解，要成为我们的提醒。
The foolishness of the people should be our warning.
像今天我们有时候那个时间一直过去，一年一年过。
Time flies and year passes year by year.
在不知不觉当中，一年又过去了。
And unknowingly, another year will pass by us.
可是我们如果仔细去反省我们自己
，If we take the time to reflect,
当日子消逝之后，其实我们会发现我们自己在变老。
As the days go by, we will realize that we are getting older.
我们一定会自己感觉到，如果我们仔细去反省我们自己的生命。
If we actually examine ourselves, we will find that we are getting older.
那如果都自以为是很一直都是能够像这样子那么年轻、那么强壮，那就是自高自大了。
If we always think that we will forever be young, then we are very proud.
那有时候我们的灵性在不知不觉当中也会退步的。
And our spirituality also will unknowingly become weaker and weaker.
有时候我们对神的荣耀的这个感受会越来越模糊，会淡。
Or we will our experience of the glory of God will fade.
可能是少读圣经，我们就对圣经觉得说没有智慧。
It might be because we're not really reading the Bible, so we lack the wisdom.
可能我们觉得说祷告好像很累。
Or we feel like praying is very tiresome.
我们会觉得说好像这个满足肉体比较重要。
Or we might feel like it's more important to fulfill the lusts of our flesh.
那时候我们会一直眼睛看着这个世界上的东西。
And our eyes will always be fixed on the things of the world.
就这样子，在这样的一个不知不觉当中，可能我们慢慢的看不到神的荣耀。
We will gradually not be able to see the glory of God anymore.
哎，不知道说现在到底我们的生命、我们的灵性处在什么样的情况里。
And we don't really understand what the state of our hearts is.
哦，那在以西结书从第九章、第十章以后，我们看到神的荣耀，他离开了这些过程，就要成为我们一个很大的提醒。
And seeing how the glory of God departs from the temple in these few chapters is a very strong reminder for us.
因为当时候在城里的百姓他们是不知道的。
At that time, those in the city did not realize it.
但是反而是在被掳到外邦去的这个以西结先知他看到。
But it was Ezekiel who was already in the land of the exiles that understood and saw it.
在异象里面，神一一的向他显明。
The Lord revealed these things to him one by one.
他要把它写下来。
And he wrote it down.
让我们看到实际的情景是怎么样。
So we could see exactly what is happening.
这个就是今天圣经给我们的功用。
This is the reason these things are written in the Bible.
神的荣耀，他本来在这个地方。
The glory of God was here.
可能在我们的心。可能在我们的教会、我们的家里。
It was in our hearts, in our families, in our church.
现在还是一样吗
？Is it still here？
我们有感觉到不同吗
？Do we feel the same? Different?
那这当中，我们如果有察觉说，我们应该做什么样的回应
？Then at this time, we have to make the right response.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为 当我们发现说，哎，神的荣耀好像不在这个地方的时候，
when we feel like the glory of God is no longer in this place，
或者是 在我们的身上让人看不到神的荣耀了，
or on ourselves we can't see the glory of God，
到底是哪里出问题了？
Then what is the problem？
神没有改变呢？
God has not changed，
是我们改变了。
It is us that have changed。
我们的改变是往好的方向还是坏的方向？
Are we changing for the better or for the worse？
我们需要反省。
We have to reflect on it。
我们需要从圣经里面去得到答案。
We have to receive the answer from the Bible。
我们将在下午的聚会继续。
We will continue in the afternoon。
我们早上就先分享到这里。
So this will conclude our morning sharing。
一起来唱。